road tripping with a government-mandated black box.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Reputation.com, whose Reputation Defender service is designed to help businesses and professionals improve their search results. Learn more at Reputation.com.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. So-called black boxes are on airplanes. Well, it turns out many newish cars have something similar, devices that collect data that can help determine what happened in an accident. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is pushing for all new cars and light trucks to have these devices. The last chance for the public to comment on these new rules is today, and privacy activists are among those raising concerns. Marketplace's Quina Kim reports.
Everybody calls it a black box, but its official name is Event Data Recorder, or EDR for short, and about 90% of cars already have one. Jim Harris is a traffic accident expert. He says the proposed regulation has specific requirements. The EDR is running all the time, but it's only required to keep 5 seconds of data before a crash. And
how fast it's going, steering wheel angle, accelerator pedal position, brake application, things of this nature as far as driver input.
Harris says EDRs don't track location because it's only interested in determining what happened in a crash.
We understand the value of EDRs in general, but we think that the agency needs to do a better job of protecting car owner privacy.
Nate Cardozo is a lawyer with Electronic Frontier Foundation, a civil liberties group. He says the proposed regulations have requirements, but not restrictions.
It's not required that they track location. It's not required that they record video, but it's also not prohibited. There's nothing to prevent an EDR from recording 5 minutes or 5 months of data before a crash.
Cardozo says that the information could be used against drivers. Could the police access it without a warrant? And what about insurance companies?
So the scenarios that we see are insurance companies using this data to set rates based on what they think the EDR shows about your driving habits.
Cardozo says some insurance policies already require access to EDR data, although several states have made it illegal. Russ Rader at the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety says carmakers rely on the data to develop new safety features.
We need flexibility in a rule that can accommodate safety technologies in the future that perhaps we can't even imagine.
Cardozo, the civil liberties lawyer, says that if automakers need that data, the law should require them to disclose it to consumers. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.
They used to attach electrodes to people's fingers for gauging reaction to TV commercials. Now Microsoft's Bing search division and Fox News are teaming up to get public reaction to the president's State of the Union speech tomorrow night via social media, real time, every 5 seconds through online voting. Bing Pulse, it's called. CNN has a similar audience reaction system via Facebook. You can give us your reactions to the instant reaction machines by tweeting Marketplace Tech. It'll save you the arduous hike to the towel dispenser, a faucet that also blows your hands dry, reportedly in 14 seconds. From Dyson, the British company that made the bagless vacuum cleaner, the trick was a motor that blows at about 400 miles per hour. It's a $1,500 item that you may someday encounter in a train station or airport.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. By Allianz, serving more than 78 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by the Economist Innovation Forum, where economist editors will explore the trends and technologies that enable companies to compete. March 28th, Berkeley, California. Innovation.economist.com.
The Secret Service is investigating a hacker who may have gained illegal access to emails between members of the George W. and H.W. Bush family, reportedly getting access to photos, phone numbers, and private addresses. Now, right now, let's talk about how to avoid that sort of thing, whether or not you're a former president. Marketplace Tech contributor Chester Wisniewski of the computer security firm Sophos says, do yourself a favor, get rid of that password that you chose during the Pleistocene era.
Yeah, we've been hearing stories like the Bushes all too frequently lately regarding accounts being compromised. And it is a good reminder to go through, especially things like email or perhaps your social media accounts where you may have a lot of personal and private kind of stuff in there, and change those passwords. I talked to a couple of friends about this recently, and they were using the same password as when they created their Hotmail account in 1998, right, and never really changed it.
Chester, let me ask you, though. When LinkedIn got hacked a number of months ago, I went through and changed all my passwords, and now I can't remember how to get into most of the sites that I want to get into.
Well, that actually leads into a secondary, part of this, securing your email account. Part of the problem here is when you forget all that stuff, instead of asking you for your password, of course, they ask you, what was the first car you drove when you were in high school, or what's your favorite color, or, this type of information, which we call knowledge-based authentication. It's that way for you to recover when you forget that password. And unfortunately, it seems sometimes a bit silly that you spent all this time trying to memorize those 12 characters with numbers and symbols, and I can get around that by knowing your dog is named Fluffy. So I think it's another piece of advice for not getting your email account hacked to look at maybe falsely answering those questions with something unrelated. And, what was the name of your first dog? And the answer might be Green. I write them down on a sheet of paper and keep them around my false profile of how I answer those secret security questions.
Good advice. Chester Wisniewski, Sophos, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.
And we reported last year on an online petition asking the White House to build a Star Wars-style Death Star. The Obama administration wasn't interested, petition or no petition. Now, according to Popular Science, there's a campaign on the crowdfunding site Kickstarter to raise money for, again, with the Death Star. $336,000 has been pledged so far. Why, you ask? In light of ongoing threats, it says. Advocates want the project to be open source so all can learn from it. The goal is $31 million for the blueprints, plus, quote, enough chicken wire to protect the exhaust ports. There's little chance of reaching that goal, or the $850 quadrillion they're asking for a working version of the planet-busting technology. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The near constant violence in some parts of Chicago leaves little room for anything else.
With the beatdown happening all the time in these neighborhoods, I tell them you're in the oven and the temperature's up high. When do you have time to feel good?
I'm Kai Rizdahl, growing a business when everybody's packing heat. That story and today's business news next time on Marketplace from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.